Hello, Audioboo and Audiomo. This is day 17. It's the 17th of June, 2014 now. Doing this one a bit late, actually, but it's been one of them days where I've not really had time. I went on a two-hour hack horse ride this morning, and been helping a friend with some things this evening on the phone, and I didn't feel so good either. So anyway, while I'm doing this audiobook, I thought I would tell you about my horse riding journey. On day 17, I started being really interested in animals from a very young age. We always had goldfish and hamster and rabbits, and we took on my grandma's dog when my grandma got too ill to take care of it. She was like a cross collie Jack Russell dog, and she was chocolate coloured, chocolate and white. She was lovely, and my mum had her own horse when she was growing up. Before I lost my sight when I was 6, I could remember looking at my mum's horse riding books, and I couldn't read them, but I could see the pictures and really wanted to learn to ride horses. However, I was in a dance troupe and I was also having swimming lessons, and mum said no. If you want to learn to horse ride, you have to give up either dance or swimming, and I wasn't willing to do either, so she said then I'd have to wait until a time came where she could afford for me to go riding as well as doing, or instead of doing another hobby. But I lost my sight in November of 89. And as a result, I was told by my doctor, because I had a retina reattachment twice, that I shouldn't be dancing anymore, in case it aggravated the reattachment. I'm not actually sure it would have made much difference, because I've done lots of crazy things since, and my retina's, well, as far as I'm aware, it's still in place. I should, couldn't tell you. I think I would know. I think I'd be in pain. So, I stopped dancing when I was 7 and said to my mum, naively, as children do, "Can I ride a horse now?" And my mum spoke to a few people she knew, and they said, no, well, not to a few people she knew. She spoke to people who were teaching, and they said no, they wouldn't do that. And so I kind of gave up on the idea of learning to ride as a child, and did other things. I did a theatre workshop till I was 18. Now, when I lived in the States on my exchange program, my roommate, or my sweet mate, was training to be a veterinary medic at the time. She didn't actually continue that, but anyway, that's besides the point. She was taking horse riding lessons as part of her degree. And I used to go up to the stables with her and watch her have her riding lesson. And when I came back, it was quite reignited in me that I wanted to learn to ride. A neighbour that we spoke to at the time used to have her own horse when she was growing up as well, and we got talking about it, and she found a riding school, and I went along and had a lesson and really enjoyed it. I'd been on pony rides and things as a kid and stuff. My first seat on a horse actually was when I was about 3, if not 2, and it was a police horse. But I can't remember, but I think I must have been with my granddad and grandma at Blackpool or somewhere, and this police officer sat me on this police horse, and I was like, whoa, that's so cool. I could see all around, and I was never frightened. So I had my lesson, but it was a bit of a drive to get there, and I wasn't really adventurous enough to take myself there on the bus or anything. So it kind of went by the wayside again, and then I don't know what happened, but I was like, do you know what, I'm going to do this. I think I'd got Bailey and I started being a bit more adventurous, and so I decided to go get a riding hat, and I'm like, you know what, I will do this, I will go to this riding school, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, when we were getting my riding hat, at the riding, the equestrian shop, my mum just asked if there was anyone local that taught horse riding, and they gave us a number to the riding school that I've been riding at ever since. So, bearing in mind that every time I'd been on a horse, I'd been led or whatever. And I was really nervous, but I rang the lady up and she was just very, yeah, you can come up, have a trial, see what you think. And I went up and everybody was like, you know, really helpful. And I remember going to the stable to see the horse the first day, and I was like, oh, it's quite exciting. And I rode a nice cub called Harry. And Harry's very steady and very nice, and he took good care of me. It was a really sunny day. I'll never forget that day, actually. It was just so lovely. We were walking along and we did a few trots, and I was holding on to my saddle, and was being led by a young lady who, gosh, you know, it's so funny because, you know, she's off doing Camp America now, that same young lady. So it was really quite nice, and I decided to go back and made good friends with people who, mainly the ride leader that I go out with a lot now. She did a lot of privates with me, so she would lead the horse, and I learnt to walk and then learnt to do rising trot, and she would still have hold of the reins at the horse's head. So she had, you know, she could stop the horse, but I was kind of given the, right, you need to squeeze and things like that. And when I first started to ride, I never believed I'd be able to do it independently. I always thought I'd be held on to. But slowly and gradually, I was allowed to walk by myself and then trot by myself. And then I was like, there's no way they'll ever let me canter. And they did, and I started first ride to ride Harry, and I rode another horse called Toby, and then I rode Bella. I think most people who've ever read my riding blog know about Bella, but I learned to canter on Shadow, who most people know is my favourite horse, and it was... It was a really difficult journey. I'll not say it was easy. I definitely fought with myself a lot. There's a lot of trust involved with riding a horse anyway, but when you can't see where you're going, there's a hell of a lot more trust there. You've got to have pretty good balance, especially for things like rising trot, because you're coming out of the saddle. But it's definitely, it was a worthwhile journey for me personally. My riding school is quite unconventional in the sense that we don't learn to ride in an arena. We learn out on the farm. Because learning to ride in an arena is fine. It's a controlled environment, etc., etc. But it also is not realistic for riding out on hacks. And for me, as a VI rider, you can really get up a... You don't have to worry about turning the horse, you know, around the school. You can get up a momentum in trot to get the rise and everything a lot better. Same with the canter as well. You're not having to worry about turning. When you're learning to do the you know, to go with the horse and things. And about, I don't know, 2 years ago. It's probably more than that now, actually. Nearly 3 years ago. I did my first kind of ride out with another rider. Just did walk and trot. And so they ride in front on a horse and I ride behind. And I kind of have control of the horse myself. And that was a part I never thought would be possible. And, you know, I started riding back in 2010. And 4 years later, I can say I went out riding with a group of people. There was 8 of us today on the ride, and it was just, you know, I do need a bit of support sometimes with, especially we have things called tiger traps, like little steps that they put up on the moorlands to stop dirt bikers going up and ruining the moorlands, and I need a little bit of help, and on roads, like if there's cars parked, you know, just come out to the right a bit and stuff. But I'm very lucky that I have such amazing people that are willing to ride with me and give me that support when I need it. You know, and now I'm doing the whole walking and trotting and cantering along with the rest of them. I also have private lessons in the school. I haven't done cantering in the school yet. Not purposefully anyway. Accidental canters. And for those, I suppose I should have explained this earlier, but your walk is basically the slowest gait. What we call gait, which is different, you know, speed to a horse, I guess. A trot is, if people have dogs, most dogs do a trot. So it's where the opposite diagonal legs go together, so the front left and the back right, and the back left and the front right. Alternatively, a canter is 3 hoof beats, so one hoof actually starts out, I can't remember now, but basically at one point, like, you know, there's like all 4 hoofs are kind of off the ground. It's beautiful. It's my favourite pace. And then a gallop, obviously, is just very fast. So I did my first jump last year in school, only on little poles, but it was still a jump. I'm working in the school a lot harder than learning to ride a horse. It's a lot more about precision, and really had to be more precise in movements and stuff, which is really cool. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I've very much into horses. Love riding them, and I also was taught how to do, like, brush them and tack them up and all that good stuff. I can muck out. It takes me a lot longer than everybody else though, so I'm not asked to do it very often. But yeah, it's all part and parcel of the horse experience, and I absolutely love it. And I hope you found this interesting. If not, I'm sorry.